Blame it on the rain. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Airline travelers heading back home this holiday weekend should expect delays thanks to undesirable weather. Fox's John Scott has more.
A major storm system could put a damper on travel plans as millions of Americans try to head home from their Thanksgiving destinations. Parts of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama already are getting a real soaking. Some areas could see up to 6 inches of rain before it's over. Periods of rain also expected from Chicago to New York City to Boston, the homes of major air travel hubs.
AAA estimates the number of people traveling between November 23rd and 27th could be as high as 54.6 million. A deadly landslide hits the Italian island of Ischia. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
Tragedy striking an island resort island near Naples. At least one person is dead and up to 12 others are missing. It happened after heavy rainfall triggered a massive landslide. The landslide also destroyed buildings and swept parked cars, even buses, onto the beach and into the sea. Rescue efforts are complicated by the large amounts of debris as well as windy and rainy weather.
Italian news agency ANSA reports at least 10 buildings collapsed in the landslide. Russian forces continuing their attack on Ukraine as the country rushes to restore power and water. Fox's Greg Palcott reports from Kyiv.
Russian missiles hitting the southern city of Dnipro. Deaths and injuries there. The Russian shelling getting so bad in the recently liberated city of Kherson. Officials there are now organizing evacuations of locals. While 75% of the power has been restored since the latest Russian barrages, there are still blackouts and shortages of water and energy.
Number 5 USC defeating number 13 Notre Dame 38-27. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox. News.
A man's life is saved inside a New York City subway station thanks to quick-acting police officers. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
NYPD Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell saluting the actions of officers Brunel Victor and Tafiq both, who rushed to rescue a man who had fallen onto the tracks at New York's 116th Street subway station. Body cam footage capturing both cops dashing from the opposite end of the station, then jumping onto the tracks and, with the help of a Good Samaritan, lifting a man back to safety before an oncoming subway train pulled up. That man was taken to a local hospital for injuries to his hands and back. Police are now looking for that Good Samaritan to thank him for his help.
A lawsuit filed against Stanford University by the family of a soccer star who died by suicide. Fox's Chris Tomeo has the report.
The family of Katie Meyer filing a wrongful death lawsuit. They argue that the 22-year-old was feeling distressed about facing discipline from the school over an incident 6 months earlier. The suit says Meyer spilled coffee on a football player at the school who had allegedly sexually assaulted one of Meyer's teammates. Meyer, according to the suit, received written notice that charged her with a violation of fundamental standard the day she died.
A retail giant's recent decision causing friction again between environmental groups and politicians and fishermen in New England.
Whole Foods saying recently they'll stop selling lobster from the Gulf of Maine at hundreds of its stores around the country. Whole Foods pointing to a pair of sustainability organizations who've taken away their endorsements. The Maine Stewardship Council and Seafood Watch both citing concerns about risks to rare North Atlantic right whales from lobster fishing gear. Among those not happy, Maine Democratic Governor Janet Mills and the state's four-member congressional delegation who say Maine fishermen have been protecting whales for years.
That's Fox's Paul Stevens. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.